This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by family S. Bodner, Yisbodov Nisuim, Shel Osher Simyatsky, and Malka Bodner.
Dalet Adar Beis, Thursday, 10th of March, Rabbi Shimon Gurwitz. When was Parshas Vayikra said?
Find that Sefer Vayikra starts with the Torah teaching us all the halachos of the korbanos who were regularly brought in the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, the Oila, the Shlomim, the Chatos, Osho, Menachos. This takes up the first seven prokim in Parashat Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra. In the middle of Parashat Tzav, Perek Ches, the Torah then starts off with a new inyan. The Torah discusses the process, the Seder, of the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Shivas Yimei HaMiluim started on Kaf Gimel Adar. In those 7 days, the Mishkan was taken down and built and taken down and built, and there were special korbanos that were brought in those 7 days. And the Seder Ayoyim, and what they had to do in the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, is outlined in Parashat Tzav in Perek Ches. Says Rashi, a muktam, the Torah is written not necessarily in a fixed chronological order. Because, says Rashi, the instruction as to when the korbanos were brought, this all took place on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, on Yom HaShmini, after the 7 days of Miluim were completed. Then came Yom HaShmini, when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishkan was set up, finally, to be kept up and not to be brought up and down every day. And the instructions on which korbanos to bring was actually given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So it says Rashi, Parashas Vayikra, on the beginning of Parashas Tzav, was said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and now the Torah is backtracking and going back to Kaf Gimel Adar and telling us exactly what they did in the Yimei HaMiluim. Says Rashi, a muktam u'mo'ucha b'Torah. Says the Rambam, Loma nepchu divrei Elokim chayim. Why does Rashi go and turn the Torah inside out? What do you have to do that for? He says, Kinitztada ba'komas ha'mishma kaf gimel ba'adol. They were commanded to set the Mishkan up on the 23rd of Adol. And when they set the Mishkan up, the Ribbono Shel Olam was sivo isoy al ma'aso korbanos kol ha'parshis ha'ilu on kaf gimel Adol, when the Mishkan was first set up. The Ribbono Shel Olam then outlined to Klal Yisrael all the halachos of the various korbanos that are going to be brought throughout the time of Mishkan and Mikdash. Shemitchilas vayikra ad kan. So we have Machlekes, Rashi and Ramban, when Parashas Vayikra was said. The Ramban says Parashas Vayikra was said on Kaf Gimel Adol. He says, why do we need to turn the Torah back to front? Unnecessarily. And Rashi says, no, Ein Muktam U'Ucha B'Torah, Parashas Vayikra was said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and then we move back to Kaf Gimel Adol.
What day of the week is Kaf Gimel?
That's a big debate exactly when it was. Machlekes between Tanoim exactly when it was. Sorry?
You normally line or set on Shabbos.
Right. It wasn't necessarily Shabbos. This is one opinion that was Shabbos. It wasn't necessarily Shabbos when it actually took place. Perhaps because it wasn't Shabbos. So that's the machlekes that we have over here. And we have to understand what lies behind the machlekes. Why Rashi felt compelled to say that Parashas Vayikra was actually said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan and not Kaf Gimel Adar. I'd like to make reference to another machlekes, Rashi and Ramban, which I feel has a bearing on this machlekes as well. Parashas Shmini, which actually took place, of course, on Yoim HaShmini, there the Torah relates to us what happened on Rosh Chodesh Nissan on the 8th day when the Mishkan was finally set up. And we're told as follows, Vayovoi Moshe v'Aaron el Oil Moed. Moshe and Aaron came into the Oil Moed. It says, Rashi Loma Nechresu. Why did Moshe and Aaron go into the Oil Moed? What for? Says Rashi, Nichnas Moshe im Aaron lelamdoi al Maisak Toivis. Moshe Rabbeinu went in with Aaron HaKoyen into the Heichal, into the Oil Moed, in order to teach Aaron how to do the Ketores, how to perform the Avodah of the Ketores. Says the Mizrahi, that it appears from the fact that Moshe only taught Aaron how to do the Ketores on day number 8, Why didn't he teach him during the first 7 days? It appears that Rashi was of the opinion that there was no Haktoras Haktoras in the first 7 days. In the Shiva Simei Miluim, there was no Haktoras Haktoras. Haktoras was only first Nikta on day number 8. Therefore, it was only on day number 8 that Moshe Rabbeinu could teach Aaron how to imak to the Haktoras. Shitas Rashi. Let's have a look at Ramban. Ramban writes as follows. Vayakter olo Haktoras Samin, in Parshas Pekudin last week, Sevra, Moshe hiktir olov kol shivas yimei amiluim. Moshe Rabbeinu was makter the Keteres all shivas yimei amiluim. See, we have another machlech between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that they were only makter the Keteres on day number 8, and the Ramban says they were makter the Keteres right through the shivas yimei amiluim. So we have to understand what lies behind that machlech.
He's taking it up and down.
Sorry?
He's putting...
putting up and down, yes. But whilst it was up, they could still do the avodah. I mean, they did, they definitely brought various kabbalas. So let's first try and understand Shittas Rashi. Why does Rashi say there was no keteris during the Shivas Yimei Amiluim? It was a functioning mishkan. Enoch Adam, it came down every evening, or perhaps in the morning, depends exactly how you learn, but it was a functioning mishkan. Why weren't they back to the keteris? So the Mizrahi brings from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Tosfos Rit, Ben Yishaya says that the reason why there was no Keteris in the Shiva Yimei Amiluim is because the Mishkan wasn't yet ready for the Avodah. The Shiva Yimei Amiluim were part of the consecration of the Bayis, and there were no regular Korbanos brought in the Shiva Yimei Amiluim. It was only on day 8, after the whole process had been finished, that they were able then to start bringing the normal Korbanos. That's how the Rabbeinu Yishaya was done Shatin Rashi. The Mishkan wasn't yet ready, therefore all the regular korbanos weren't brought. The korbanos that were brought, korbanos of Elohim, were all part of the readying process. But until that had been completed, no regular korbanos were brought. That's how Rabbeinu Yishaya wants to learn Pshat in Rashi. The Gurari of the Maral says exactly the same thing when he explains Rashi in Parashat Shemini. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't ready yet, no regular korbanos were brought, that's Shittas Rashi, and therefore there was no Keteris. Now there's a big problem with that pshat, and that is as follows. And in fact, let me just add, the Maral and Gurari says, I'll prove it to you. Because if you have a look in the Shiva Yimei Amiluim in Parashat Tzav, where the Torah tells us which korbanos were brought, the special korban of Shiva Yimei Amiluim, it doesn't say Milvat Oilas Haboike. And yet in Yom HaShemini, when special korbanos were brought to mark the beginning of the actual running of the Beis HaMikdash, there were special korbanos brought, and it says, so you see that on day number 8 there was a tomet, in the first Shiva Yimei Amiluim there was no tomet, so you see that that's Taka Pshat in Rashi. Rashi's correct that the regular korbanos weren't brought in the Shiva Yimei Amiluim, and that's why there was no keteris. Let's have a look at Rashi in Parashas Pinchas. I'd like to quote two Rashis. In Parashas Pinchas we have the Parashas HaTomet. Says the pasuk, "Esakeves echot taseh baboikem, esakeves hasheni taseh ben haboy." Also, Rashi Akasha. He says we've already had Parshas HaTomid and Parshas Tetzaveh. Why do we have Parshas HaTomid twice? We have Parshas HaTomid twice in the Torah. He says, "I shall tell you." The Parshas HaTomid, which was in Parshas Tetzaveh, that was referring to the Tomid that was brought in the Shiva Yimei Amiluim, and now we're speaking about the Tomid that was brought subsequently. There again, it says, Oilas Tomid ha'asuya b'hal Sinai. Says Rashi, what's the Tomid that was asuya b'hal Sinai? Says Rashi, ka'oison shenasu b'mei hamiluim. Oilas ha'tomid, you carry on bringing the Tomid like you brought it during the Yimei hamiluim. So we have Rashi in Parashat Pinchas that says explicitly that there was a Tomid in Shivas Yimei hamiluim, unlike the Maral and Rabbeinu Yishaya. So we still have to understand, according to Rashi, if there was a Tomid, why was there no Keteris? You can't say that the regular Avodah wasn't done, because we see Rashi says that there was a Tomid. Let's try and understand Rashi, and then perhaps eventually we'll be able to come back to understand why Rashi says the first parasha of Vayikra was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I think the first thing that we have to make reference to in order to try and understand Rashi is as follows. We're speaking about the Keteris over here. Keteris seems to be different. It wasn't brought up during the Shiva Yimei Amiluim. There's something very strange that we find altogether about the Mizbeach HaKeteris. And that's as follows. We know that in Parshas Truma, the place to look, if you want to know anything about the dimensions of the Mishkan and the Kelim and how they were built, Parshas Truma is the Parsha to look. You'll find everything there, or almost everything. There's one thing missing in Parshas Truma. the Mizbeach HaKetoiras is not to be found in Parshas Truma. There's no mention of the Mizbeach HaKetoiras in Parshas Truma. Where do you find the Mizbeach HaKetoiras? At the end of Tetzaveh, after we've been through Nasiyas HaMishkon, and we've been through the creation of the Kelim, and we've discussed the big day Kohana, and we've discussed the Parshas HaTomid, which was brought in Yom HaMiluim, then at the end of it, Rosiso Mizbeach Miktach Teiras, and the Torah teaches us exactly how the Mizbeach HaKetoiras was made. It's very, very strange. Why was the Mizbeach HaKetoiras misplaced? Why is it at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh when the whole creation of the Mishkan, Bako Mikol Kov, is all mentioned in Parshas Truma? Says the Sipurna the following.
Really?
At the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. Says the Sipurna Perek Lamed and Posuk Aleph. Says the Sipurna, I'll explain to you. Lo Yehoiso HaKavona Boi Lahashkin Hokel Yisporach V'Seichenu. The purpose of the Mizbeach HaKetoiras wasn't to create a mokoyim for the Shechinah. All the other kelim were placed in order to create a bias. And once there's a creation of a bias, you have a mokoyim for the Shechinah. So the Mishkan was created, the Oren, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaChitzen, that was all created in order to have a Mishkan which the mokoyim were in the Shechinah. So the Mizbeach HaKetoiras played no part in that at all. It wasn't part of the creation of the bais. He says, what was it for? He says, I'll tell you what it was for. He says, it was for the following reason. Aval al yinyan zeh mizbeach lechabed esokei yisporach acharei boya. The purpose of the Mizbeach HaKetoiras was to be mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam after he was sheichen shchinasoi the Mishkan. The Kabbal Barotzna Vedas Amoy by being Makta the Keteris, that will then bring the Ribbono Shel Olam to the Kabbal Barotzim Avedas Amoy. Very, very interesting support. So the Mizbeach HaKetoiras wasn't part and parcel of the bias. It was something that was necessary after the Shechinah came to the Mishkan, after the creation of the bias. The creation of the bias allows the Shechinah to reside in the bias. Then we had to place there a Mizbeach HaKetoiras to be mechabed the Shechinah acharei boya. And that's why it's at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. It doesn't belong in Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma is a parsha of Ba'osu Limikdosh V'Shachanti B'Soichom. This had no part in the Ba'osu Limikdosh V'Shachanti B'Soichom. This was to be placed when the Shechinah came in order to be mechabed the Shechinah with that Torah HaKetoiras. We have a look in the Sipurna in Parshas Truma. Vesamishkon tase esiyarias, the covering that was directly on top of the Mishkan is actually called Mishkan. Tase esiyarias says the Sipurna, why was that covering called Mishkan? Because that covering covered the place which was set aside to Mishkan Hashchina. Ki besoicham is loshes, ki besoicham hoyu kisei, the kisei of the Ribbono Shel Olam was the Oren. Shulchan u'menorah le'mishkan shchinah. He's missing something. He says, kisei shulchan u'menorah. He's missing his mizbeach because the Sipurna takes on that the mizbeach HaKetoiras wasn't there le'mishkan shchinah. Mishkan shchinah was the other kelim. This was brought to be brought in when the shchinah came in order to be mechabed the shchinah. The Ramban at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh also points out that the mizbeach HaKetoiras is in the wrong place, and the Ramban says exactly the same thing. Rabban says the reason why the Mizbeach HaKetoiras was put at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh, he says as follows: Ba'avush Amar B'Tashlum HaKol, after everything, V'Nikdash B'Chvoidi V'Shachanti B'Seich Bnei Yisrael, after all is made and ready, I will then be Mashra Mashchina B'Teich Bnei Yisrael. Then we're told She'yasu Mizbeach Mikta HaKetoiras L'Haktir L'Chvoid Hashem. So Truma was in order to create a bias where there will be a v'shachanti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and then you need the Mizbeach HaKetoiras l'chabed es Hashem. And if you have a look at the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban says the Ikar Mishkan is Ashroas Hashchina. The main keli was Ashroas Hashchina. Was which keli? That was the Oren, of course. Says the Ramban, that's why the Parsha starts off with Oren, and then the Ramban carries on and says the Parsha goes further. The Somach la Oren Hashulchan v'Amenoira Shem Kelim Kamoyu v'Yoyru al Inyan Hamishkan Shbavurei Nasa. The Pasuk carries on. The Sugi carry on with Shulchan v'Amenoira because they are also Yoyru al Inyan Hamishkan. But the Mizbeach HaKetoiras doesn't get a mention, because that wasn't part of the creation of a mokim ashras ashchina that was there to be mechabed the shchina ach leboyei. So he states the sipuna, and so he states the maisa in Rambam. Now I think, let me just add one more little proof to this, and then we'll get back to Rashi. I'd like to bring another proof that the Mizbeach HaKetoiros was different to the other kelim. The other kelim created a heichol, created a mokum ashros hashchina, and the Mizbeach HaKetoiros was separate. We say at the end of Kinnes Tisha B'Av, Elitzia. Elitzia and Vorel is a pismon that we say that said most places verse by verse in most Boti Kinesias. And there's a verse there that always struck me. It says as follows. It says, Va'al chilul klei heichol, umizbach keteireho. We bemoan the destruction and the chil of the klei heichol, umizbach keteireho. I always wondered, Va'al chilul klei heichol, that incorporates what? All the klei heichol. So why is Mizbeach HaKetoiros reckoned separately? It's also one of the klei heichol. The answer is, according to the Pona, according to the man, we can understand it. Al chilul klei heichol. What was the heichol? What were the klei heichol? Oran, Shulchan Menorah. Mizbeach HaKetoiros wasn't one of the klei heichol. It was to be brought in to the mechavad the shchina acharei boyan. Va'al chilul klei heichol. Mizbeach HaKetoiros was a separate entity. It wasn't part of the creation of the bayis lashvos hashchina. I think that pismon is understandable once we've seen the sepuna and the Rambam. So after we've discussed this, I think we can understand Shittas Rashi. Why Rashi takes on that in the Shittas Yimei HaMiluim there was no Keteiros? And yet there was Tomit. I think the answer is very, very simple. When, if it was there lechvoid hashchina, when did the Mishchina come down to the Mishnah? On which day? By Yom Hashmini. You look at the Psukim, the Mishchina came by Yom Hashmini. Sof Pash Pikudei, Yom Hashmini, it says before in the Torah that that Pash was written by Echob Anissim. By Yechas Ha'onon Es Oil Moed, Uchvoid Hashem, Molei Es HaMishkan. The Shechina came down on Yom HaShmini. You have a look in Parsh HaShmini. It says, Vayero Kvoid Hashem. It says as follows, Vayero Kvoid Hashem El Kol Ha'om. The Shechina only came down on Yom HaShmini. Now, Keteiros is the Kvoid HaShchina. So you couldn't be mapped to the Keteiros in the first 7 days because there was no Shechina there. Therefore, the Keteiros was only brought on Yom HaShmini. But the Tomit, Tomit wasn't the Chvoid HaShchina, the Tomit was one of the Kavans that we brought in order to create a Rotsen, in order to be able to Rotsen, the Rech Nichoyach LaHashem. That could be brought during the Shivas Me'amaluim as well. And I think that's Pshat in Rashi. So Tomit did exist in the Shivas Me'amaluim, and Keteiros had to wait for Yom HaShmini. In fact, I'd like to support this utilizing a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshlach Brocha, which I think, according to what we've just said now, is very, very understandable. It says in Parshas Vayeshlach Brocha, Yosimu Ketoira Ba'apecha V'cholil Al Mizbechecha. V'chol is referring to what? Ba'ilas Tomit. V'chol Al Mizbechecha, Ba'ilas Tomit. And Ketoira, of course, the Ketoiros. And it says, Yosimu Ketoira Ba'apecha. Why, when it comes to the Korban Oila, do we mention the Mizbeach? And when we speak about the Keteiros, it says, Ba'apecho. Either make reference in both instances to the Mizbeach, or speak about both the fact that both of them are Ba'apecho. Why, when you speak about the Mizbeach HaKeteiros, do we say Ba'apecho? And by the Talmud, we say, Cholil al Mizbechecho. And I think we can understand that very well. The Keteiros was Ba'apecha, was before you, because the Keteiros was the Chvoid, the Shechina. The Keteiros required Apecha. Cholil, the Oila, the Tomid, didn't require Apecha. It didn't need the Shechina then in order to be brought in. Cholil al Mizbechecha. But the Keteiros was Ba'apecha, was the Chvoid HaShechina. So we now understand Rashi. But now I'd like to ask you, what's Pshat in the Ramban? The Ramban was one of those that said that the purpose of the Mizbeach HaKetoiros was the Chvoid HaShchina. And we can see from the Pesukim that the Shchina was only there on Yom HaShmini. And yet the Ramban says there were Makti Keteiros during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Why? Why did they do so? The Ramban, that doesn't make sense. If we have a look in the Ramban, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Beis, we'll find the answer. The Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, Vayirek Kvoid Hashem El Kol Ha'om. Mashmor says Adayin Lekisa Onas El Moed Leimoli Kvoid Hashem Es HaMishkan. Till Yom HaShmini, there wasn't a Kisui Ha'on as a Mishkan, there wasn't a Molech for Hashem as a Mishkan. He says, nevertheless, when we call Mokim, Yom Rishon Shel Miluim, the Shechina was there. But the Onam Mechasa wasn't Mechasa as a Mishkan. But with Ramban takes on that there was the Shechina there. It's not that the Shechina wasn't there from Yom Rishon. Of course the Shechina was there. But it wasn't there but Miluim. The Molech Kvod Hashem as a Mishkan, the Vichaso Onon as a Mishkan, the visible presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't yet there. But of course, says the Ramban, the Shechina was there. And that's why the Ramban takes on that it was Teres and Shem Shemei Amaluim. The Ramban, of course, is the one that said that Teres needs Shechina. The Ramban takes on that in the Shem Shemei Amaluim there was a presence. It just wasn't Bemiluim. There was no visible presence. It hadn't yet reached the full Gilui Hashchina that they were going to witness on Yom Hashmini, but it was there. So we have a very, very interesting machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. Machlokes where the Ketores was brought in Shemitah Meim Elohim, i.e., a machlokes as to whether there was a presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam or there wasn't. Rashi takes on that there was no presence, that's why Ketores really brought first on day number 8, and the Ramban takes on there was a presence. Let's go back to the beginning of Parshat Vayikra. How does Parshat Vayikra start? Vayikra Hashem el Moshe. Where was the Ribbono Shel Olam in the beginning of Parshat Vayikra? In the Oil Moed. So according to Rashi, when was Parshat Vayikra said? When was the Ribbono Shel Olam there? Only on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Rashi is forced to say that Vayikra was said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. When we get to Pei Lekhes, we suddenly see that we're going back to the beginning of Shemitah Shemei Amiduim, and Mukhtam Ucha Batayra. But the Ramban, the Shittosi, takes on the Muska Torahs in the Shemitah Shemei Amiduim, the Ramban himself says, because there was a presence, just wasn't in its full Gilui Hashchina, but presence was there, therefore the Ramban could comfortably say, that of course was said Rosh Chodesh Nissan, there's no reason to be Mahapach HaMikros. So we can understand now the Machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi as to when Vayikra was said.